This is Science News in 6 minutes for September 10, 2018. I'm Thomas McCoy. A computer program that works like the game Tetris could help to detect breast cancer, according to researchers from the University of Adelaide's Australian Institute for Machine Learning. The fully autonomous system relies on artificial intelligence to analyse an MRI scan in real time using side-to-side movements to examine the breast area looking for tumours. Just as the vintage video game Tetris manipulated geometric shapes to fit into a space, this program uses a green square to navigate and search over the breast image to locate lesions, with the square changing to red if a lesion is detected, said co-developer Gabrielle Mikas. The researchers claim that this new approach is almost twice as fast in finding a lesion as existing methods and just as accurate. The system is capable of learning by itself without having to be programmed and was trained by using a small amount of data, allowing it to analyse breast tissue independently. By incorporating machine learning into medical imaging analysis, we've developed a system that intuitively locates lesions quickly and accurately, said Associate Professor Gustavo Canero. While more research is needed before the system can be used clinically, it should support radiologists in making a precise and quick prognosis in the future. Space enthusiasts around the world were disappointed when Pluto was downgraded to being a dwarf planet by the International Astronomical Union in 2006, but some scientists are now demanding that Pluto be reinstated as a fully fledged planet. The downgrading was the result of a redefinition of what it means to be a planet, which requires that a true planet has to clear its orbit, and Pluto fails that test because it has bits of icy debris from the Kuiper Belt orbiting nearby. But planetary physicist Philip Metzger from the University of Central Florida calls the definition sloppy, saying that if you take the Astronomical Union definition literally, then there are actually no planets because no planet clears its orbit. We now have over 100 recent examples of planetary scientists using the word planet in a way that violates the Astronomical Union definition, but they're doing it because it's functionally useful, he said. Metzger believes objects should be characterised by their inherent properties, not by something external like a cleared orbit, and says Pluto has an underground ocean, a multi-layer atmosphere, organic compounds, evidence of ancient lakes, and multiple moons. It's more dynamic and alive than Mars, he said, and the only planet that has more complex geology is Earth. A new treatment for the painful symptoms of eczema, being developed by researchers from Australia and South Korea, is based on bee venom. The venom contains a protein called melittin, which suppresses the attacks from the immune system that cause the rashes and blisters and itching of eczema that affect 1 in 3 Australians at some stage of their life. One of the features of eczema is that skin cells tend to pile up instead of shedding, and this interferes with the skin's ability to keep fluids in and invaders out. Immune responses are then kicked off, resulting in itching and irritation. Reported in the British Journal of Pharmacology, the study used mice to demonstrate that doses of melittin from bee venom were able to reduce the inflammation that's responsible for the discomfort caused by this skin condition. While a cure for eczema still needs to be found, this treatment may eventually help to ease suffering without side effects. You've probably heard that bats can navigate using echolocation, where they release high-frequency clicks or squeaks and listen for the echoes to fly around in the dark. At the University of Tel Aviv, researchers have built a four-wheeled robot vehicle the size of a lawnmower that uses the same method to find its way around, and they've named it Robat. A loudspeaker at the front of Robat produces ultrasonic chirps, with their echoes being picked up by two microphones. This lets Robat move autonomously and even distinguish the edges and shapes of objects, so when it encounters an obstacle, it can work out whether it's being blocked by a solid wall that it can't get through, or just by a plant that it could drive over. Robat is the first fully autonomous, bat-like, biologically plausible robot that can move through a novel environment while mapping it, solely based on echo information, said researcher Itamar Eliakim. Briefly, in other science news, Australian fur seals may be declining, according to a recent analysis of census data for annual fur seal pup production. The study, led by Rebecca McIntosh from Phillip Island Nature Parks in Victoria, estimated that pups began to decline at an annual rate of 4.2% since 2007, which is the first population decline since species-wide protection was implemented. Citizen science programs and drone technology will be used to monitor the breeding colony at Seal Rocks more closely into the future. Meanwhile, European scientists are uncovering the mystery behind how birds navigate, and it seems a protein in their eyes might let them see the Earth's magnetic fields. Several studies have now suggested that cryptochromes in the bird's eyes may be able to detect magnetic fields in a process called magnetoreception. And at UCLA in California, an innovative double-layer solar cell has set the record for efficiently generating power. The new thin-film solar cell uses an energy-absorbing layer of lead and iodine sprayed on top of a conventional solar cell to boost performance by nearly 20%. And that's all for this week. For more information about stories or to provide feedback, just visit sciencenewsin6mins, that's all one word, .wordpress.com. Catch you next time, and thanks for listening.